Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another wonderful week. Hope everyone had a great past week. I know it was action-packed for me. I got a chance to go up to Maryland and not only visit my family, but also participate in an awesome Bible study. And the big thing about it was, you know, going to Maryland and visiting family is always cool. It's always good to see them. But when you go to, you know, you have a mission and you have something that you're passionate about and you have to spread that message, and to be asked to come and speak during a Bible study about what great things we do here at Longevity was amazing. So the great Pastor Sims, Rodney Sims, had me by his church. And he has lost about 26 pounds, or actually 30-some pounds now, but on the detox alone, he lost about 22 pounds and really changed his life. And to meet the people in his church and to see how they were so excited about what he's done, and they wanted to find out, man, what is this all about? And to go there and to share what great things we do within Longevity and what Dr. Wallach has put forth for us is just amazing, because the information that we share, this is not something that you're going to get on the 6 o'clock news. This is not something you're going to hear from your doctors, because they're the gatekeepers. The doctors are the gatekeepers of the industry to keep the money flowing in, to keep using our insurance as ATM machines. They're not interested in really helping us. And so when you get to go there and you get to talk to people who have been lied to about acid reflux, and when you get to talk to people who've been lied to about their diabetes, telling them it's hereditary, and type 2 diabetes is hereditary, and people with digestive issues and people on dialysis, and they see the testimony of Pastor Williams and the weight he's lost and how his health has significantly changed. It's amazing. And it was an amazing response. So many people have signed up to get their detox. And really what he wants to do, which I commend his mission, and I'm so proud along with John to be on this wagon with him, because he wants to create the first disease-free church in Maryland. And just, it's probably going to be global as soon as he does it, because, you know, the way you go to church and eat after church and go to funerals and eat after funerals, and pastors are unhealthy, people in the congregation are unhealthy. So for him to have this vision and all the accolades he's receiving for it, it's just amazing. So we had an amazing time there. Started at about 7:30. We didn't get out of there until about 8:30, quarter to nine. And I drove right back to North Carolina. So I didn't get home until about probably about 10 o'clock. I got on the road good, and I didn't get home until about 3:45. And I had a little bit of a pollen burst that I didn't even finish, because I was just so high on that movement, just driving through the night and reflecting and thinking and seeing all those excited people. So it was a fun time, and this is more of what's to come. And this call is every week, and we've been growing this call, and we've been growing this team exponentially. And I'm just so proud to see that everybody is really taking heed to what we have going on, and not only what we have, but why we have it and why it works as well as it does and what Dr. Wallach has done for us. So I'm going to let my good friend, Mr. John Bryan, open up the call for us. He's a wonderful friend of mine, mentor, just support system. We call, we bounce things off of each other. We help each other. I mean, we talk 3-4 times a week. And this is what it's all about. It's really about just finding people that are passionate about true health and true life, and getting back to a sense of normalcy, so you can continue to live your dreams and at least just to continue to do the things that you want to do, like he gets to do every day at 78 years old. So, John, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Donald. Good to hear from you. I love you, brother, and love everything that you're projecting and what you're putting out there for the people, which is the truth. And that's what God wants us to do. Put the truth out there. You know, many of you all, and me included, have been playing that doctor's theme. Have you ever asked, when are you going to be cured of your problem? I've been coming to you now for 20 years, and I still got the same problem and more than I had when I first came here. I feel like my body, my temple is dying. And that's what's happening out here in the world today. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. They want the younger kids and all on drugs even quicker. And I can see why. You're eating devitalized foods, foods that provide no nutrition when pregnancy takes place. What's the baby going to live off of? Popcorn, fried chicken, junk food. That's all they put out there for them. Who's the head of that? I'm not even going to say. But the same one that's making the money off of you when you get sick. The ones that put it out there, that bait out there for you, because it's sweet and it's salty. And you just love the taste because it attracts you. And those are the things that are killing us. And that's why I, John Bryan of Annapolis, I'm 78 years old, and I feel like $1 million. Because I'm working with the truth. Because I want to be the best that I can be. The best that I can be. Therefore, I'm on the God tip. I want that light to shine upon me, can reflect and shine upon those who have ears to hear, eyes to see, but most of all, to take the challenge and do something about saving your life. It's all in your hands. We choose our own death. Well, I'm hooked on these cigarettes. I can't stop them. No, it's the spirit that's got you going. Because everything, it works, first of all, by spirit. So these spirits that we're plagued with takes us over. And I was reading something in Genesis that the Seventh-day Adventist left me about how we came into the earth and disobeyed God and said that we're going to live by the sweat of our brow and we're going to live from the earth until we get out of here. And that's exactly what's happening. And the bills go on. I'm wondering, when will I ever get rid of these bills? When I stop breathing. And I guess if they had them addressed, they would mail it there. But I'm not willing to take that trip when I know that my body can restore itself because God has put a doctor in us, all of it. That the body will restore itself if given the restoring thing. And I ran into a man, but the trip started a long time ago. It went all the way back to Dr. Spady and Dick Gregory and I ran into, God led me into Dr. Joel Wallace. That's where I ended up. A man who has been directed by God and has done all of the homework for us, all of it. He knows exactly what you need to keep this machinery going without having to attend to doctors, unless you got a broken leg or something. But otherwise, for health issues, they don't know anything about nutrition. And I taught that. So they deal with chemicals with you and destroying your system with side effects and put fear in you. You don't do this, you're going to die. And you do it. And paying the price all at the same time, getting weaker, weaker, and weaker. Well, when I got involved in 2013 with Dr. Joel Wallace, and went to one of his presentations, invited by Donald Snowden Sr., and this is Donald Snowden Jr., who I have the utmost respect for, 37-year-old man, has taken it by the bull by the horns. I call him Dr. Wallace Jr., because he's studied and he's got it down as to why we are having the problems that we have in consuming the poisons, gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, all of the oils that we love, which is destroying your body, clogging it up. They tell you cholesterol. Cholesterol is needed by the body, and that's the army to fight the diseases for you. So when it's not getting enough, you got dementia going on. You have testosterone problems. Women with hot flashes and hormonal problems. All of these things are going on in the system when that system is not getting the amount of cholesterol that it needs. So what is the system doing to you? They want your cholesterol down low. Therefore, more money being made. Viagra, Cialis, all those type things. The body needs to be de-drugged by what Dr. Wild has come up with is the liver detox system. To detox your system and clean that liver out, that big filter that's connected to so many other parts of the system. So I'm not going to get into too many details, but we need to start as of tonight. If this is the first time you've been on this call is every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And if you need us to come in your area and to have a health conference or just a meeting, sit down toe to toe. I'm willing to share this information to everybody who will listen. And to even those who don't listen. Because I find that I've shared it with one person who told somebody else, and that person was so concerned that they wanted to get rid of their problem, and they came to me. So it works in mysterious ways. But all you got to do is put the seed out there, and that's what we're doing. We believe that true health and wellness are only possible if they radiate form a solid, fundamentally sound center. And that's the God within you. Although the human body is complex and multidimensional, there exists a core group of nutrients that have the greatest influence in support of vibrant and flourishing health. These essential minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, which we call 90 essential nutrients, that is needed by your body every single day. Now, why do I say essential? Because your body is not making them. So a lot of these things are like selenium he's using. Dr. Wallace fought the FDA to be able to say through the court system that it retards and prevents breast cancer, brain cancer, and one. So I'm inclined to follow someone who has reversed the situation, who has sent me all of these, put me in front of all of these people that have all these testimonies about what the product has done for them, and me being the biggest one as far as testimony, because I know what happened to me and how my health has turned drastically for the better, that I don't take any more medication at all, no high blood pressure, none of it. And have over the years, with the way that Dr. Wallace has worked it out, he has drawn a GPS roadmap system that all you have to do is follow it, and you can prevent many things from happening. But this information is available to you on Tuesday night. We're encouraging churches. We have pastors that are getting involved. Some of them are a little slow, but we're going to continue to push, because those people and the people that they are pastoring need help. And if the information is available, and that's why I take my hat off to Pastor Rodney Sims. His brother brought the message to him from me. And Pastor Rodney Sims called me and invited me to his church to do a presentation. And this man was so impressed. He joined the company and got the 30-day liver detox, and the rest is history. And he says the best thing that he's ever done in his life, because now he feels he has life. He has tons of energy, and he has his own testimony. So we have Donald Snowden, we have Marianne Cashman, we have people in California, and Donald has also got, we have networking with those people in California, because I have relatives out there that are dying and that are unaware of this information and how within 90 days of picking these products, according to the protocol, and getting rid of the junk that is making you sick, you can turn your health off right around. Because remember, it's all about cells. Cells regenerate. But you can only have a good foundation when you give, as Dr. Wallace says, the secret sauce, which is what the body needs the wheels turning to improve your health. And once that happens, brother and sister and pets, it's all over. And I say pets because I've got people who got their pets well and avoided a hip replacement for the pet by taking a healthy body, bone, and joint back. So we have all sorts of testimonies, all sorts of information available to you. Without taking up any more of your time, but this call, like I said, is every Tuesday night. The number is 347-855-8752. 347-855-8752. It's at 7 o'clock sharp. And normally it's about probably, we'll say as long as you have questions and need information. So I'm not going to put a real time limit on it. Some of you that is on the call and have testimonies to give but don't have a lot of time, you can flash one on your phone, or I think it's one, and Donald will let Donald know that you have something to say, and we can get you on soda. Okay, otherwise, we thank you for being on the call tonight. God bless you all, and I hope that this information will be a blessing to you. To get you and get with the person who invited you on the call, and your life is going to change. Amen. Donald Snowden, I turn Donald Snowden over to you. Take it, Donald.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. And again, thanks for your wisdom and thanks for bestowing some knowledge upon us this evening. Tonight we got a pretty action-packed call. We're going to go over a few things that, you know, we connect with people all the time and talk with people all the time and, you know, run into different issues. And, you know, it's kind of health is at the topic of everybody's life these days. I mean, most people you talk to, it always comes back around to some level of health, whether it be pain, whether it be illness, whether it be sickness. You know, it's a big deal. And a lot of what we're dealing with, the stresses of what we deal with every day in life, the toxins we breathe in every day in life, some of the foods we eat, it just gets inside of us. And it can damage us mentally and physically. But the biggest thing is just how, when you look at it at a cellular level, how our cells are affected. And how our bodies are affected with illness and toxins and different things that happen within the body. And if our police department isn't on duty, which is our immune system, then we don't have any protection. And if our fire department isn't working, which is our system of antioxidants, and what antioxidants we have in our body to protect ourselves and to put out inflammation or to put out fires, then we just running on fumes and hoping to make it. And then one day something happens and we just attribute it to that one day. But we never look at it as it's the shampoo that I've been using that has toxins in it. It's the lipstick that I've been using that has toxins in it. It's the nail polish that I've been using that has toxins in it. It's the foods that I've been eating that have toxins in them, the water I've been drinking. We don't attribute it to all of those things. It's just like, oh, one day I was walking and picked up the newspaper and my back went out on me. You had a problem a long time before that. But a lot of times we don't have the time, because life is so rushed and so busy, to really stay in tune with our bodies We get the fastest thing we can get to eat most of the time of convenience. We cook the fastest thing we can cook of convenience. And even if we're taking our time and doing it the right way, we're depending on the grocery store or sometimes even the farmers markets for our food, that's a much better source. But we still have to understand that we can't get enough nutrition in our food, good, bad, or indifferent, to sustain our bodies anymore. So that's why healthy people, vegetarians, vegans, have problems and have issues. That's why our athletes have problems and have issues. Because there's a miss in the amount of nutrition that we get, and we mistake eating for health and nutrition. And you used to be able to do that when most of us had farms and grew up on farms and we put the wood ashes back in our garden and got the minerals in our soil and had minerals in our soil. And even still, if you have a backyard garden, there's ways you can add minerals to your soil. But I'm mainly looking at the focus of mainstream farming, the green giants of the world and the Purdue chickens of the world, those type of outlets that produce so much food so fast. And part of the reason is they have to. There's 7 billion people on this earth that have to be fed. We have a lot of poor countries. We have a lot of third world countries. But for the most part, to have to be able to feed all of those people, they have to genetically modify food. The climate isn't as stable as it should be. Our water systems aren't as stable as they should be. The fact that we dam everything, meaning that they built so many dams. Back in the day, the water would run down from the mountain springs, and as it dried up, it would be silt on the ground, and that silt was the minerals coming down from the mountain, and that's how we got minerals back in our soil. But then they started building dams for the power plants, and now those water sources don't flow like they used to. Our crops don't get irrigated like they used to. So our foods aren't the same. And the only way that you can really depend on your health, I'm sorry, the only way that you can really manage your health is to make sure you're putting the vitamins and minerals in your body that we don't often get or we don't even know that we get. We can eat a great salad for lunch, and when we get to the bottom of that bowl of salad, it didn't tell us how many vitamins and how many minerals and how many amino acids we got. We just figured it was a good salad. We don't eat based on body weight, because if we did, we'd have to consume so many pounds of kale and so many pounds of collard greens and so many pounds of tomatoes just to get the nutrients out of it that we really need. Animals can't even do that. And so with animals, they give them pellets with all the nutrition. They get 100% of their nutrition, and then everything else is value added. That's why you don't see horses and cows and sheep and donkeys and moose and all of these things getting knee replacements and hip replacements, because they take perfect nutrition. And there's no other way for them to be able to survive if they didn't have those particular pellets and those particular foods that help them get all their nutrients. Well, humans are no different. And if we don't get the nutrients we need, our bodies start to break down. And the first level of our bodies breaking down is our warning system. Our warning system sometimes is pain. Sometimes it's a cramp. Sometimes it's a headache. Sometimes our eyes may twitch. Your muscles may jump. Think about it. We just walk through it, or we say, man, I got a cramp. And the cramp is gone, so the problem must be gone. No, that's just the beginning of the red warning light that comes on in your car. The red warning light has never stopped your car from running. But if you don't figure out what that red warning light is trying to tell you, then at some point your car will stop running. And it's the same thing with your body. And so there's a buildup of issues that happen that if we're not in tune to our bodies, we don't necessarily pay attention to. And when you look at the biggest two things that go on in this country, as far as death and illness is concerned, it's one is heart, the problems with the heart, cardiovascular disease, and two is cancer. it used to be you hear people who had heart issues and they were older people. Or somebody may have had cancer, they were older people. That's not true anymore. It's happening to young people. It's happening to middle-aged people. Everybody's affected. Because why? We all have the same source of food. Everything is equal. Now, how we prepare our foods and how we cook our foods and even the foods that we get, it can be different. But we're all picking from the same source for the most part. So that's why across the board, we are sick as a country. We are sick as a nation. Because there is not good food or nutrients in the food for us to be able to survive. And when we talk about inflammation and we talk about the heart and arteries that get clogged, really inflammation is just like if you had, it's oxidization of cells. If you had a piece of metal and you set it out and you didn't put any oil on it, you didn't coat it with anything, it would rust. Because why? It oxidizes. If you cut an apple open and you sit it out, the oils in the apple rise to the top and those oils are exposed to air. Air is moisture. Those apples will oxidize. They turn brown. Potatoes, the same way. Avocado, the same way. Oxidation happens all the time unless you're protecting it. So oxidation happens in our bodies. But the great thing about our bodies is we can protect it. Just like you can do with apples or avocado, you take and you squeeze a little bit of lemon on it. Why? Because lemons are alkaline. Though they seem acidic, they're an alkaline-forming food. Alkaline-forming foods, which in your body, if your pH is high in an alkaline state, things won't oxidize. So when you sprinkle that lemon juice on that apple or on that avocado, it stays pretty and green. Or that apple stays nice and the flesh of that apple stays white. It doesn't oxidize. Why? Because the alkalinity is protecting the oils, and it's the chief, it's the police department, it's the immune system to prevent it from oxidizing, which is the same thing we need to do for our bodies. So when we consume, just like oils on apples and oils on avocado and bananas cause those things to oxidize and turn brown, it's the same thing when we ingest oil. When you ingest oil in a bottle, olive oil, canola oil, vegetable oil, any oil in a bottle, when you pour oil out of that bottle and you put the top back on, there's a gap there. There's oil to a certain point, and then there's air the rest of the way. And what's in air? Moisture. And now you have moisture, and we understand that oil and water don't mix, which is then causing oxidization. And when something oxidizes, then it creates what's called free radicals. And those free radicals are just a atom, if you speak, that's lost a neutron. So it's floating around and it's going to grab on anything that it can grab onto. And it will grab onto a cell and hold on to it. And the more free radicals we put into our body, the more cells that it grabs onto. And then those cells become free radical damage. And if those cells are free radical damage, then our body is not functioning efficiently. And that's what the problem is with heart disease. It's the trans fats in a lot of the oils that we eat. It's the lack of nutrients in our body, the selenium in our body. Selenium, like John alluded to, is a trace mineral. And our bodies don't make it. And it's in very little in our soil. So it's something that we have to supplement with. And selenium is one of the first things that I learned about when I started this journey, because this journey started because of my mother and her battle with cancer and her telling me, never let this happen to anyone else. And didn't know what that meant until 8 months later when I met Dr. Wallach. And he started telling me about selenium and started telling me about the defense pack that we have for cancer and that he sued the FDA just to be able to say and have a health claim against the FDA to say that selenium can prevent and reverse certain types of cancers. That is huge because we go through all these races and we walks and runs for cancer. They raise all this money and it goes to research, but the research is for medicine, not nutrition. There's a big difference. They're trying to find a drug or a pill, not a protocol, because the protocol is already there. But guess what? They don't make enough money. You wouldn't make the cancer system wouldn't be an $80 billion system if it was just nutrients, if it was just nutrition, because so many people would not have cancer. And that selenium, which is a major part of that work, has anti-cancer properties in it. So it promotes cancer cell suicide, it inhibits tumors in blood vessels, it detoxifies cancer-causing agents, and it reduces oxidative stress, and it stabilizes the DNA. That is what selenium will do in your body. Also, anti-heart disease and anti-diabetes, because it reduces inflammation. That inflammation we just talked about is the ongoing damage from free radical damaged cells. That's the inflammation. That's the burning. That's the pain. Cholesterol buildup or plaque buildup. And lipid peroxidization. Heart disease. It regulates blood pressure. It helps restore glycemic control. Colds and hepatitis C and SARS and influenzas and viruses. It improves brain function and promotes brain cells, alleviates depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline. Anti-asthma, arthritis, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, due mainly to the antioxidant effects of different types of enzymes in the body. Thyroid regulation. Without the cofactors to go along with the selenium, your body's going to suffer. And so when we talk about cancer and we talk about the heart, we're really talking about damage to a bunch of cells and the body being in an acidic state, because cancer cells only thrive in an acidic state. The more sugar we add to it makes it worse. Just like with our heart, the more sugar we add to our diet, it makes it worse. That's why we need to detox ourselves off of sugar and cut back on sugar. But also have this police department, being the selenium and the Z radical, which is in that is the fucoid Z, and there's been over 1,000 studies done on that, and that promotes and provides cancer-inhibiting properties. It tumor growth, reduces cancer risk, inhibits cancer cell growth. And so we have people who either have just found out they have cancer, just like I've heard an amazing testimony on the West Coast. Gentleman found out he had cancer and got on the fucoidin, and in 72 hours, and going back to his checkups, they have not been able to find that tumor. And this is one of the great things about these products, or even about the nutrients. This particular Z-radical or this fucoidin, you can go to PubMed.gov, that's PubMed.gov, and there's over 1,000 independent scientific studies that have been done by Duke University, by Johns Hopkins University, by some of your major hospitals that have done this. And you go to those hospitals, and they've done this research, but they will still tell you to take chemotherapy. They will still tell you to take radiation. Why? Because the kickback from that is much greater. They're the gatekeeper guarding their path to the ATM machine, which is your insurance company, or out of your pocket. When you look at this fucoidin in the sense of what it does with inflammation, it boosts the immune system. And so even when we have people that come to us from having cancer and been dealing with cancer, their immune system is taxed. A sneeze so much, anybody sneeze around them, any little thing can drive them into a cold, because wow, that radiation and that chemotherapy has destroyed their T cells, has destroyed their ability for their body to fight, destroyed their immune system. So the qualities in this fucoidin, it boosts the immune system, it relieves pain, it relieves back aches, relieves arthritis, helps fight viruses, relieves prostate swelling, minimizes respiratory infection, reduces fevers. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about what these things do. And then also for women's health, for children's health, for men's health, premature aging. This particular fucoidin is just amazing, and it's found in the coldest depths of Tasmania and in the north and the south where it's extremely cold. And this is where it's harvested from. And what this is food for the plants, the medicine it's the medicine for fish and different things. And they eat this, and this is how they stay healthy. And you can go to PubMed.gov and type in fucoidin, which is F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N, and any type of issue you want, fucoidin in cancer, fucoidin in diabetes, and you will see all the studies that come up. So it's one thing to be able to talk about different products or how we help people, but it's another thing to be able to give you the research behind it and what's actually happening in the body. And the heart in and of itself, and cancer in and of itself, is destroying our country. It's destroying our world. And until we decide to look the other way, opposite of what the system tells us, we're going to continue to suffer. We don't have to. We don't need to. There's answers, but we've not been told the answers because we feel like the people that we go to have gone to school for 8 years or 10 years to learn what we need to know, and we put our trust in them, which we should be able to do. But the one thing we don't ask is questions, because we feel we're not qualified to ask certain questions. And if we ask the questions, they get upset with us because we must be hitting on something that either their education didn't cover or is going to prevent them from being able to take advantage of our system, our insurance system, or even our checking accounts. Medical bankruptcy. I mean, people have medical bills that have mounted so high, they go bankrupt. That's real. I read a story about 2 weeks ago about the chiropractor in New York. Him and his wife jumped out of a window and killed themselves because they had mounting medical issues. And this is a chiropractor. So, and you would think that they would know better. But they don't, because nutritional training is not something that's taught. It's something that's sought. You have to seek to find it. And until you go to a naturopathic physician or a holistic physician, or until you just start to open a book and look at nutrition, because doctors, if you ask your doctor, your medical doctor, how much nutritional training did you get when you were in college? If he's honest, he's going to tell you very little or none. And he's absolutely right. That's not what they are taught on. They're taught about drugs, and they're taught about surgery. That's what they learn. So, again, in the heart, we have so much blood flow. We have valves that open and close. We have different chambers that do different things within our body to regulate our blood pressure. And when the heart becomes taxed, it's a lot of times due to what? Blockages. And these blockages are due to free radicals, free radical damaged cells. These cells start to die and they don't go anywhere. And then just like anything else that you let, that piece of iron you let sit out and rust, it becomes calcified. You let a lock rust, a padlock, and you go to pull it apart. You cannot pull it apart to save your life because everything has fused together. And that's the same thing that happens. And poor old cholesterol, which they tell us is bad, we don't have enough of to produce. Your body makes 80% of the cholesterol you need, but somehow doctors have tricked us to believing that our cholesterol needs to be as low as we can get it. And cholesterol only does two things. Cholesterol makes cells, and cholesterol makes hormones. That's all cholesterol does. And when you look at the rate of hormonal problems, whether it be these Cialis commercials and Viagra commercials, or you're seeing hormone replacement therapy or menopausal issues, it's a lack of cholesterol. And doctors have done their best to put us on a cholesterol-restrictive diet to have us taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. And there's no sign that, or research, that says cholesterol has killed anyone. You don't die from cholesterol. And when your cholesterol is extremely high, that's just because, and when I say extremely high, I'm talking about 300 and 400s. And most of the time you find diabetics have really high cholesterol, type 2 diabetics, to be more specific. Why is it they have such a high level of cholesterol? Well, when you're type 2 diabetic, you make cholesterol, you make insulin just fine, but the cell receptors don't open and close to be able to take in the insulin. So then what happens is you start to have symptoms, sweating, excessive urination, and you go to the doctor and they deem you type 2 diabetic, and the first thing they do is put you on insulin, but your body makes insulin just fine. So now you have the insulin your body's making and the insulin that they're giving you, and then your pancreas after a while stops working like it should because it's like I'm giving you insulin, but you keep giving me more, and I have to try to balance it. But this overrun of insulin forces itself into your cells, and then your cells become damaged. Again, when your cells become damaged, now they can't work. And the more damaged cells you have, the more cholesterol you have trying to go to that area to fight to build new cells. And when you can't build new cells because you don't have enough cholesterol, then you find amputees or people who lose their vision because they have so many damaged cells in one place due to the overrun of insulin in their body that they end up getting things chopped off. And it's the same thing in any other part of our body, especially in our heart. So when you look at diabetes that way, you also look at heart disease that way. We have so many damaged cells around the heart because that's a large place where you have a lot of blood at one time pumping, and you have a lot of cells being pushed around that are damaged, and they just attach themselves to the walls of our arteries. And like that piece of metal or like that padlock or whatever you've ever seen that's rust together and you can't pull it apart, that's what happens. It forms itself. It almost welds itself together and calcifies. And that's the plaque that we have. It's not cholesterol. And then we develop things like heart disease, foods we eat, the trans fats we ingest. And so diet, yes, this is extremely important. But also things like selenium are even more important. Fucoidin is even more important. And these are things you do when you're a healthy person, because prevention is the best medicine. But even when you get these issues, there's still a way out. It's a little bit harder, and it's an uphill battle. And we may be able to add some helpful years to your life, some helpful months to your life, make you comfortable. But the best thing to do is catch it before it happens. And we have the ability to do that with our children. We even have the ability to do that with ourselves. And so basically, when we start this program, anybody who starts this program, in most cases, you're going to detox your body. We have a wonderful 30-day detox where you will detox your liver, because your liver is the main epicenter of what it goes into your bloodstream. Everything, your blood is filtered through your liver, and it's made to be able to clean the body out. It's made to be able to clean the blood out. And so our livers get so toxic from stress, from free radical damage, from the foods we eat, from the environment, that our livers become toxic. And when our livers become toxic, so toxic, they have an overflow, which is a gallbladder. And that's connected by what's called the common bile duct. And those stones that form in our liver go over to the gallbladder. And if they sit into the gallbladder too long, and the gallbladder doesn't function as it's supposed to, those stones start to calcify in the gallbladder, and then that's where you get gallstones from. And if you have enough issues with your gallbladder, you go to the hospital or you see a doctor, and they'll remove your gallbladder. But they never do anything for your liver. And anybody you've known that doesn't have a gallbladder, you ask them, what did the doctor say about your liver? What did he do for your liver? Most of them will tell you nothing. So now you have one organ that doesn't have a support system, and it's left to just work on its own. And so most of us have been living 40, 50, 60 years, however long we've been living, and we've not detoxed our liver. We've probably flushed the system in our car. We've probably flushed water systems around our home. But we've never flushed our liver system in our body, because you have to get back to ground zero. And so that detox is what helps the body get back to ground zero. And it's a 30-day detox. It's not a 3 or 4 day or 7 day. It's 30 days. The detox in and of itself is only the weekend, meaning bathroom time. But the rest is eating the proper foods and taking the proper nutrients for this 30-day period to really get and help the body reabsorb a lot of those toxins so they can be excreted. And that's where you start. And then based on what issues you have, Dr. Wallach has put together protocols based on all the research that he's done, which can be found in the Smithsonian Institute, in a book called Diseases of Exotic Animals, where he was able to find ways to reverse over 900 and cure over 900 diseases in animals that also plague humans. And that work was basically to show that humans and animals are the same if they're vertebrae. If you're a cow or if you're a sheep or you're a human being and you have a calcium deficiency, you're going to have all the same diseases. It's just the way it works. And so he's created protocols around those things. So there's a protocol for heart and brain issues or organ issues. There's a protocol for joint issues. There's a protocol for digestive issues. There's a protocol for cholesterol and essential fat deficiency issues. So basically, he's taken what we need and turned it into a system so we don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder if that salad had enough nutrients. We don't have to wonder if the milk that we drink had calcium in it or did it have more hormones in it. We don't have to wonder if the chicken we ate had protein in it. We don't have to wonder those things. Because when you take nutrition, high-quality nutrition, you take it based on body weight. And when you take it based on body weight, then you're assured that you're going to get the right amount of nutrition for your body. And then the food after that is value added. If you want to eat, great, because we do need to eat. But we don't have to depend on food for our nutrients because we don't know how much we got. And that's how his system works. And that's why the results that we've been getting in this company for 20 years, we're in 65 countries, we're a publicly traded company. I mean, the things that happen within this company are mind-boggling. But the one big thing that happens in this company or that happens with the people in this company is the level of connection we have. Because you cannot go anywhere in a lot of places and get this type of consultation. You can get a consultation when you go to the doctors. You can get a consultation when you go to the chiropractor. You can get a consultation when you go see a lawyer. But where do you get a consultation about nutrition for your body? And if you go to a nutritionist, which some of them are great, but most of them will tell you that you need to eat to survive, and they will tell you what foods to eat, and granted, you will be healthier to make sure that you're getting the nutrients that you need to survive, and then the problem what the problems are when you have these particular issues and how to really overcome them. You can manage them. You can get pretty close. But to really be able to give the body what it's missing, you need to inundate it with nutrition. It's just that simple. And so what Dr. Wallach has done in his body of work for the last 50 years of his life, from being a veterinarian to a naturopathic physician to a pathologist, he has more credentials than most doctors will ever see. And at 77 years old, he does 300 free seminars across the country for us. Not only speaking, but also doing demonstrations, also going in front of the United Nations, also showing autopsies and different stains and different projects that he's done. When he worked with Marlon Perkins with the Old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom and showing what he's done for the white rhinos and how he saved them. I mean, his body of work is tremendous. And so when you have someone like this mentor you and teach you, but not only that, you as a person, you find your testimony within what he has done. For me, it was the answers to my mom's "Don't ever let this happen again." For me, it was the knee issues that I had from all the years of playing football. For me, it was my son who was born with three fingers on his left hand, and the medical system, the OBGYNs and the pediatricians couldn't tell me why. But Dr. Wallach, in a blink of an eye, literally said, "Oh, yeah, that happened the second month, the third week. Mom was deficient in chromium. She was deficient in zinc." I mean, he ran down about 13 or 14 deficiencies. And he said, when a mother's building a baby, whatever she doesn't have, the child won't get. That's just like a car going down the assembly line. You run out of headlights, the bulbs for your headlight, and you run out of engines, and that car gets to the end of the assembly line. It has a hood, and it has headlights, but you can't start it, and you can't see at night. And that just made so much sense to me. And that's why when they talk about planning your pregnancy, that's what they're talking about. You know, they always said, well, you know, you should plan to have children, you should be married, and all of those things. But nobody said you should get your nutritional levels right. Nobody said you should make sure you have the proper nutrients in your body. And the medical system said, you know, what we'll do is we'll come out with prenatal vitamins, which is a wonderful thing. But the one thing that we learned was that prenatal vitamins only work to a certain point because you're not getting enough. You don't know what nutrients you're already deficient in. And then you're taking semi or small doses of nutrients in a prenatal vitamin, which only maybe fill up your tank a little bit, but it's still not enough for your child. And then the other thing is you don't take them based on body weight. You take two from the time that you are 150 pounds when you first find out you're pregnant all the way until you're 175 pounds right before you have the baby. And you've been taking the same amount of nutrition, even if you're taking good prenatal vitamins. That's not enough. Your body's growing. That's why you do things by body weight. So everything he's done has been carefully studied. It's been carefully scrutinized because he goes to the FDA. When he figures out different things in his research that he can go to the FDA for to create these health claims, he does it with his own money. Nine times he sued the FDA successfully. Nobody does that, that we know a day in and day out. And the amount of research that you have to go up against a machine like that, the federal government, is amazing. So there is no question that what we have and what we've done and the testimonies that we have are real, and the research is real. And on top of that, all the people that have tried this program have the same start. There's a particular issue. You may just want to get healthier. You're dealing with something. And when you come to a place and you find that the same person has lost weight, or the same person across town is an ex-type 2 diabetic, that's what makes you know this is real. It's not about the person. It's really about the makeup of the body. And they will give you a 30-day money-back guarantee, which I don't know what places you can get that. So you try all your nutrients and you get what you're supposed to need for your body, and if you take it the exact way you're supposed to take it, it works. But even if you feel like it doesn't, box it up and send it back, or even if your ego won't allow you to accept the fact that it worked, but you did get benefit, box it up and send it back, and the company will send you your money back. Simple as that. They will never ask you for a dime. They will send you a code to ship it back in a box, and they will refund you your money. And we don't have very many people ever that I'm not in my group that have done that. Only one person, I'll take that back, one person who needed to return some essential fatty acids because those particular ones were not shellfish free. So they found out they had a little allergic reaction to them, so then they went and they purchased the shellfish free ones, and they were able to move on. And so all this stuff has been thought out, and that's why we sit down and we have a consultation with people. We connect them with the right people to have the conversation, or we connect with them with Dr. Wallach himself. He will tell you what protocol you need. We have so many doctors on our medical advisory board. We have so many doctors and players of different sports teams on our sports advisory board. I mean, they've got it locked down, and they've got a system. And at the end of the day, systems work and people don't. That's why anybody can go in McDonald's and plug and play. Anybody can go work at Walmart. It's plug and play. It's a system. And that's what we have. It's just a system of health. It's the system of rejuvenation. It's the system of energy. Whatever it might be, there's a system for it. John.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. For great information. Great information. And anyone that's interested in trying the product, I encourage you to do so, because that'll be a life-changing for you. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Like he said, 30 days, if it's not doing anything for you, you can get your money back. But when your body receives that it does not get, there's no side effects. As the saying goes with the young ones, it's all good.
Hmm.
And I mean, it is all good. So it's a wonderful feeling to have your health and to not be drugged up on medication or run into by someone who's on drugs. And it could be those little drugs, you know, but that's not the way that you want your body to function. So, like I said, we are having this call every Tuesday. And if you'd like a recorded copy of it, you can contact send Donald Snowden a text message requesting a copy. And Donald, you want to give me your phone number? Is 919.
Your phone number is 919-599-0916. And I just wanted to, you know, if you want a copy of this, if you heard something that resonates with you or you felt like somebody else needed to hear this, just go ahead and text me and I'll send you a recorded copy. It comes out about maybe an hour after the show is over. But, you know, really what we want to do is save ourselves. We have so many disasters going on. We have so many catastrophic events going on in our life, whether it be outside, hurricanes, floods, storms, or whether it be inside of us, inside of our body, whether it be stress or some kind of issue or illness. And we have to save ourselves. And until we do something that we know works, we'll continue to search. But when the guesswork is taken care of for you and the research is there and the transparency is there and it works, you share it with everybody. You go to a movie, you share it. You go to a restaurant, you share it. And we have to do the same thing with our health, and we have to do the same thing with our nutrition. And if there is anybody that has a question, if you press 1, it'll cue me in, and I can bring you on to answer your question. If you have a comment that you'd like to make, you do the same thing. You press 1, and I'll see that. 678-637, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, nephew. I love you, and the good Lord loves you more. What's the difference between the nutrition that you speak of and the vitamins? Is there a distinction?
Good question. No, the nutrition and so vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids are all what's encompassed in nutrition. So I use those terms loosely. So I'm glad you asked that question for people who may not understand that. When we talk about nutrition, I'm talking about all of those things at one time. I'm talking about the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the essential fats. Those are the things that our systems are made up of, and those are the things that we need to feed our bodies and feed back into our bodies to make them work and get them back to optimal health. So nutrition is all of that.
Okay, so is there one compound or one kind of concoction, if I may use that word, that composes all of that?
Yes, and that is what we call the 90 for life or the 90 essential nutrients, and that comes in a pack, and then that's going to give you the basic set of nutrients that we do, and we take by body weight, and you take those by, again, you take it by body weight, but that also will give you the nutrition that's needed. And then if there's any issues that we're dealing with, whether it be cancer, whether it be heart disease, whether it be diabetes, whatever it might be, then there's the secret sauces, which mean you get extra of those particular nutrients that you're missing. Because for maintenance, by body weight, you can handle most things. But then when you have debilitating injuries or illnesses or diseases, then you need extra of that particular nutrient to give you what it is to help the body fight it and get it out of its system.
So where do nutrients come from?
Nutrients comes from lots of different places, but our particular nutrients comes from organically grown fruits and vegetables in a place where we add minerals to the soil. And the minerals are the biggest part of what we're missing. A lot of stuff you can get a lot of stuff you can eat to get amino acids, a lot of foods you can eat to get vegetables, to get vitamins, but the minerals only come from the soil. And if there's no soil, if there's no minerals in the soil, then it's not in our food. And so they've created from a mine in Utah where it's a mineral mine, and that's where 77 plant-derived minerals comes out of that mine. And those are what are put into the soil to grow the fruits and vegetables that are used, because Youngevity makes their products. They make their own products. They produce their own products. So therefore, we know from the field to the bottle that you're taking the nutrients in that it has what it's supposed to have. And we know it. Studies have been done by Clemson University. Studies have been done by the Richardson Center up in Manitoba, Canada. There's been several places that have done third-party testing on our nutrition so that you know that you're getting the right amount of nutrients and you're getting what you say you're getting. And so basically we start from start to finish making sure that the minerals are in the soil, so that the minerals are in the fruits and the vegetables and in the things that turn into nutrition, the EFAs, the essential fats, the amino acids. We make sure that that's all there. And then that goes into the particular product. And then when you ingest that particular product, man, you're adding back with things you've been missing that we've not been getting from our food source.
Why hasn't this information been available? I've lived on this earth for 3 score and 10, and you come along and here's all of these messages being delivered, and with the seemingly anointing of the living God. Help me to understand that.
I wish I could, because the system has set up in such a way back in the 1800s, Surgeon General was, I think, Rush at the time, and basically what they did was they put medical politics in place with Carnegie and Rockefeller and all the money that were put into these colleges at that time to create these medical schools, and they basically did it to create a system of allopathic medicine, which is what the medical system that we go to, most of us go to, is about, is allopathic medicine as opposed to naturopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine is an outdated source of medicine and a way of practicing where they feel like if there's a problem with a body part, you take it out and you put something else in. As opposed to saying if there's a problem with a body part, then that body part we need to find out what that body part is missing, and then we need to give it what it's missing so it can start to work again. So there's always been a disconnect, but it's driven by money. It's driven by greed. It's driven by a system that is always about sick care and not health care. And if you've seen on TV recently, which I very rarely watch, but I've seen a couple of days ago people protesting with diseases and with in wheelchairs, and they're protesting about this health care system and about losing their health care. And they're protesting those things. They've been taking out people in wheelchairs and handcuffs, taking them to jail because they're protesting their health care. And you know what? Yes. And this is where the rubber meets the road for us, because insurance is wonderful. It's we have homeowners insurance for our house, because our house is probably the biggest investment we'll make. And so if something goes wrong with our house, a storm, something happens to the roof, not a lot of people have $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 sitting around to fix something. So that insurance will help us. That's a wonderful thing. Car insurance, the same thing. But when we get to health insurance, what does that mean? Health insurance means that we're going to get so sick that we won't be able to afford to take care of ourselves. So then we must have a system that subsidizes our health. And when you look at the insurance system, they only pay for you to be sick. If you went to the insurance system and you said, or your insurance provider, and you said, there's a wonderful doctor, I can provide you all the research, I can provide you all the information that's going to help me reverse my issue or give me the nutrients that I need for my body to be able to fight and help alleviate this issue, then that way you don't have to, as an insurance company, you don't have to pay insurance on that premium. And I don't have to pay that premium. You don't have to pay to cover all of this other stuff, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. You don't have to pay that. And you send that to the insurance company, and they will tell you absolutely not. But the minute you tell them you need a hip replacement at $40,000 or $60,000, you tell them you need a knee replacement at $50,000, $60,000, a shoulder replacement, they'll say, okay, we'll approve that. So that's a sick care system. They will pay for you to be sick, but they won't pay for you to be healthy. And so we have to get away from that.
So is this information being absorbed far more than it ever has been before, which I hope and pray it is?
I think it has been. I think there's been a paradigm shift in probably the last maybe 20 years or so, where people really have become a lot more cautious and conscientious about their health. You know, you find more people trying to garden now. You find more people going to farmers markets, and you got stores like Whole Foods that pop up and stores like Trader Joe's that's going on. And there's definitely a paradigm shift that's happening. And then when you see things that are going on now, even when the Affordable Care Act first started, there was a lot of talk around that, pre-existing conditions and all of that stuff. And people just really start to walk away from those things. And then now them trying to reverse it or repeal it or whatever they're doing, you know, that people, you know, is raising Cain about that. So there's always going to be something. So if we can just detach ourselves from that system, we don't need to be part of that. And that's the one thing I think that we start to understand, that our health is up to us. That's the one thing that's definitely up to us, and we only control it because it all happens on the inside of us. So therefore, I think there is a shift. I think that people are being more receptive and people are paying attention. And I can just tell based on the time that I've been in this movement that it's just been – it's grown. Everything has grown around me, the people that I've met, the connections that I've made, some of the people that I thought that would never do anything with their health. They get to a point where they're against the wall and they say, look, I know that you've talked to me about this before, but I need help now. So even if it's at that end of the spectrum, it's still people looking, and people are always seeking to find information. And that's
all good to hear your voice. Now, that's true. It's good to hear your voice, big boy, and I don't want to hold you up, but give me some idea of what price range we're talking about.
Okay. So for a blood sugar pack, which would be what you need, is about $193. And, of course, you're going to get all the nutrients you need, everything that you need, and you, again, taking it based on body weight, but also, you know, a detox. And we find, too, that a lot of times we always want people, we recommend that people detox, because when you detox the system, a lot of things in your body will come back into balance just from a detox. And, you know, of course, then you still have to add the nutrition and the protocol, if you will. You still have to add that in with what you're doing because you have to take care of the problem. But once you take care of the problem and you're feeling better and you're looking better and you don't have the issues that you had, then it just becomes a maintenance thing. Some people might take a one a day. We just take our 90 essential nutrients every day. And, you know, I can call you and we can talk more in depth about that and the detox and all of those specific things just for you so that you know exactly what you need and we can work that out.
Well, I thank you. It's been my pleasure. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's been a wonderful time. I enjoyed the presentation, even though the transmission with Brother John was a little hazy. But I did enjoy it, and I thank you for the invite, and I will be calling you. You won't have to call me.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you, and you have a wonderful night, and we'll talk soon.
All right, my baby boy. I love you. The good Lord loves you more. I hope you get some more calls. Have a good night, and thank you for the invite. God bless.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Anybody else have any questions?
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for participating and getting on the line. And like we say, you know, get with the person that invited you on the call, and you can get the information that is needed, and you can explain to you how to get these products so that you can get the best benefit from them for whatever your conditions are. And they're not that expensive at all. When you look at the thousands of dollars that we pay for hip replacement, knee replacement, and so forth, a healthy body, bone, and joint pack for less than $200, that's not a lot of money. And that, like I said, based on your body weight, and we're talking about growing all your cartilage back and so forth. Consider that and get in touch with us, and we'll explain everything to you. And also how you can get the products free. Thanks very much. God bless everyone. Donald, thank you for a great call, and all of the participants and those who listened in. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Good night.
All right. Thank you. Good night.